This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
My name is Katie Anderson. I'm from Hayesville, North Carolina, originally.
I'm Lynette O'Callaghan. I grew up in Lumberton, which is teeny tiny.
Katie and Lynette are good old girls. There are seven good old girls in the musical with the same title on stage at Theater Now for two more weekends. Playwright Paul Ferguson created this musical by adapting stories by prominent Southern authors Lee Smith and Jill McCorkle at their request. The music was written by Matresa Berg and Marshall Chapman. What is a good old girl?
She's a high-spirited, good-spirited woman. She likes her hair high. She loves Elvis. She's
Bakes pies from scratch and big hair and a big heart. Don't mean a small mind.
Yep. A good old girl can shoot a gun, but she can still look good in that sequin dress.
Yeah. And she stands up for herself. I mean, I would say a good old girl is a Southern feminist, I would say.
A
for
Southern,
sure.
Yes.
She takes charge and she doesn't like to be told what to do. I think that goes for all of the good old girls in the show and even in our life.
Oh, yeah. So it just resonated with me because I felt like I lived it. I feel like I know those women. You know, I grew up with those women.
The seven actresses in the show play a number of roles depicting the life of a Southern woman from youth to old age. One of Katie's favorite scenes involves all the women on stage.
The waitress scene. Well, we're all on stage, and there's three of us kind of chatting it up, gabbing, and then there's Sydney is on a date with her boyfriend who's flirting with me, and I'm the waitress. And that's the I think that's the most fun scene. It ties it all together. It's near the end of Act One. It's so much fun, so much chemistry on stage. So
it is, and that's when the three older actresses, myself included, are in the restaurant as well. The chemistry is so natural. I do like that scene, too.
Can you tell me about the different roles that the younger and older actresses play?
A lot of the younger roles are very rebellious. We talk about getting our periods and sneaking out of the house, getting pregnant, and then also, you know, driving to the beach and wearing a new bikini. And it reminds me of my small hometown in the deep South. It's similar, but it's just got a few spins, so.
And I think the older actresses, our roles are more reflective of the younger. And in fact, there's two really powerful pieces where Sydney plays the younger version of one of the older actresses, Penelope. And then there's another scene where Katie plays the younger version of Andy. I think it's showing the women younger, and then there's a lot of reflection as they get older. Even though it's all different stories kind of intertwined, I feel like the cast kind of makes it.
It flows.
It
yeah.
flows. The cast kind of just eases in. And that's a tribute to our director. I mean, he is phenomenal.
That director is Paul Ferguson from Chapel Hill, the playwright. Good Old Girls with Katie Anderson, Lynette O'Callaghan, five other actresses, and a band directed by Linda Marcus is on stage Friday and Saturday nights through June 2nd at Theater Now. This Friday night is a special performance benefiting the Carousel Center. Find details at WHQR.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.